Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Amazing Rico Bronya Podcast with your host, Evan Roberts.
It is a walk-off, come from behind, Rico Bronya, as the New York Mets rally against the Washington Nationals and dramatically tie the Nats in the eighth, win the game in the bottom of the 10th inning, defeat the Nationals 5-4 at an electric Citi Field. I was not in the building, but you could certainly feel it off of the television. Juan Soto's RBI double brought the house down. Pete Alonso's game-tying RBI single brought the house down. And then, you know, it's the beauty of the Manfred man, right? A first pitch, walk-off RBI single by Jeff McNeil and the New York Mets, who, let's face it, I think most people watching this game thought, this is a loss. They just had a nice road trip. Yeah, they had an off day. The offense looks dead against a good pitcher in Mackenzie Gore. They're not even going to figure out the National bullpen. It's a scheduled loss. Sometimes after a long road trip, or in this case, a longish road trip, that first day back is difficult. At least that's the excuse I've always heard for years when the Mets would lose the first game of a homestand. But it kind of felt that way. But this Met team never gives in. And honestly, watching this game, I can't tell you I thought they were going to come back and win, but I knew they were not going to go down meekly, even with two outs and nobody on in the eighth inning. Whether Starling Marte was going to get on base and extend that inning or not, I felt like they're going to make this interesting. They may lose, but they're going to make it interesting. And credit to Starling Marte. Let that be the first guy I mention and give major, major credit to. Because it's a 4-2 game. There's two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Starling Marte is behind in the count 0-2. And I'm thinking what you're thinking, what Gary Cohen is thinking, which is, hey, Starling, you've had a rough day. You're 0-3. And by rough day, I mean the results were bad. He was 0-3. But he actually had some pretty good at-bats. His strikeout in the third inning was a 9-pitch battle. He smoked one in the fifth inning that I thought had a chance to get out, went deep to left field. So it's not like he was miserable at 0-3, but he was 0-3, hadn't done anything yet. And behind in the count 0-2, we're all thinking the same thing. Starling, can you get on base? Can you at least give Juan Soto the opportunity to be a hero, to hit a game-tying home run against his former team? Could you at least give the middle of the order a chance? And Starling Marte, behind in the count 0-2, against a pretty good lefty in Jose Ferrer, battles and works a walk. There's your turning point, ladies and gentlemen. There are a lot of other moments we're about to get to, but none of this happens, none of it, without a Starling Marte walk. Starling Marte's walk behind the count 0-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning was that underappreciated, underrated, but big-ass moment. Now, once he draws the walk, Juan Soto's got to do something. And behind in the count 0-2, He hits that line drive to right field, which I thought Robert Hassel was going to make a diving play on. Off the bat, in that split second, as you see that ball sinking, I thought Hassel was going to make a great play, and we were going to be frustrated that, yeah, Juan Soto hit the ball hard. What can you do? Hits it right at the right fielder. Inning is over. Boy, that sucks. Gave you a little hope, and it's going to go away. And luckily, it sank just enough. Hassel can't make the play, and it bounces up and behind him, which allowed Starling Marte to score from first base. It allowed Juan Soto to turn it into a double, and it set up a moment that I still can't believe happened. You know, usually here on the Rico Bronya, we bitch and we moan about decisions that Carlos Mendoza makes. Now, to be fair, if you're a first-time Rico listener or Rico watcher on the YouTube, we don't only kill Carlos Mendoza. We love Carlos Mendoza. Carlos has done a great job as manager of this team. But when you get in the weeds on the Mets, there are a lot of criticisms that one may face. I'd like to take a moment to just absolutely thank slash destroy Davey Martinez, because you got to walk me through this one. When Juan Soto rips a RBI double to make it 4-3, and he's the tying run on second, and the batter is Pete Alonso, who is simply the hottest guy on the planet right now. He's driven in 15 runs in his last six games. And granted, the Nationals did a pretty good job on him in his first three at-bats. But nevertheless, despite 0-3, Pete Alonso is as hot as anybody in baseball. You have a base open. You have Brandon Nimmo and his 220 average, 230 average, if we're being fair, waiting on deck. How do you face Pete Alonso? Like, what could possibly be going through Davey Martinez's mind where he went after Pete? And to make matters worse, he not only goes after Pete, he goes to his closer, Kyle Finnegan, to get a four-out save, which, tricky spot. If you walk Alonso and you allow Nimmo to come up, you don't have to go to Finnegan for a four-out save, because you could allow Ferrer to go lefty-lefty and get Brandon Nimmo out. So I'm sitting there. I'm live on the game now. I started the game a little bit late, getting the kids to sleep. Caught up about the sixth inning, which is fantastic. When you're about 40 minutes behind on a baseball game and you just skip the commercials, give it about six, seven innings, you will catch up in no time. So I'm sitting there live with all of you. And when Davey Martinez goes out to bring in Finnegan and doesn't walk Pete Alonso, I'm like this with my hands. I'm now rubbing my hands together. Like, y'all, really? You're going to do this? You're really going to dance with the devil, Davey? You're going to dance with a guy who nobody's gotten out over the last few weeks? You're going to dance with a guy hitting over 300? You're going to dance with a guy who's got the most RBIs in the sport? There's not a man alive walking God's green earth with more RBIs this season than Pete Alonso, and you're going to face him? And you don't have to face him because there's a base open? So if we were doing, I don't know, the FP Santangelo, he was mostly an expo, but nevertheless, if we were doing the name your random Washington National or Montreal Expo that we would have a podcast named after, we'd probably spend the entire time bashing you, Davey Martinez. I bring it up and I merely say thank you. Thank you for allowing Pete Alonso to come up and absolutely smoke an 0-1 pitch by Kyle Finnegan off the left field fence. And unfortunately for Pete, he had two things going against him. Number one, he hit the ball really hard. And number two, he runs sometimes like he's got a piece of crap in his pants. And I love you, Pete. I run sometimes like I have a piece of crap in my pants. That forced, unfortunately, Pete Alonso to be thrown out at second base. Good job by James Wood. Made a hell of a throw. Unfortunately, Pete did get there. He just came off the base. So I guess it wasn't really him running like he's got the crap in his pants. It was more just the awkwardness of sliding off of second. Either way, out or not, Pete Alonso comes through with yet another monstrous hit. Remember last year? This guy never gets a big hit. This guy's never gotten a big hit. What pissed me off about last year is Pete didn't have a good year. He didn't get a lot of big hits last year. Nobody's denying that. But for whatever reason, that turned into Pete never gets big hits. He never, ever got big hits. And the truth was, he had gotten big hits. We always knew this was in him. At least the real ones did. You knew this was in him. And now Pete Alonso gets a big hit every single night. So Juan Soto, 0-2 pitch, line rip RBI double to make it a one-run game. Pete Alonso, second pitch, RBI single to tie this game up. And from there, now Mendy set up to use his high leverage relievers, namely Edwin Diaz, who barely broke a sweat pitching a 1-2-3 inning, striking out a couple of guys. Going to Reed Garrett in the 10th inning with the runner on second, Manfred Rule, but 2, 3, and 4 coming up. A rested Met bullpen, the high leverage part of the Met bullpen, and it allowed Jeff McNeil, I forget, Hoff, I think it was you. It was certainly not me. I think it was you, Hoff, who the other day on the Rico said, wait, Jeff McNeil never gets a big hit. Was that you or was that?
I don't think that was me. That might have been somebody else.
Yeah, that was me. But,
oh,
cheers.
Dude, that was unbelievable. First pitch, extra innings. I mean, dude, he's been swinging the bat a lot better lately. He's somebody that I thought was disposable. You know, talk about trade deadline stuff. And at this point in time, there's other people that you're like, well, we can move on from them. We might need to keep Jeff McNeil.
Oh, Pete Hoffman, you stepped right into my trap, sir. Yes, credit to Jeff McNeil. I think we all want to give Jeff credit. Hacks the first pitch against Cole Henry. Rips the game-winning RBI single. Gets doused with the Gatorade. He also had a big hit early in this game when this team was down 3-0, a two-out RBI single, a little blooper, but nevertheless, an RBI single that got the Mets on the board. And Jeff's been red hot. I mean, Jeff had a great series in Colorado, specifically the last couple of games. So Jeff McNeil is playing really, really well. He deserves all the credit in the world for his performance, but I'd like to read you an email. And one thing I do appreciate is being held accountable. I want to be held accountable. Hoff wants to be held accountable. I certainly do this on the air on WFAN, where I will play old things we say to either have us admit we were wrong or double down and say I'm not wrong and here's why. So I'm a big believer in accountability, right or wrong, for whomever. So I want to read this email from Sean. Sean wrote this email on Monday. So this was not even in the midst of Jeff McNeil getting two more big hits, including the walk-off game-winning hit. Sean wanted to hold me accountable. He writes, I distinctly remember you saying that if Jeff McNeil ever starts playing well enough to make him tradable, you will beat the drum for him to be gone. Do you still think that way? I don't have an opinion. I just want to hear yours.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The answer to that question, it's a great question, because I have said that numerous times while Jeff has struggled or been injured or what have you during the offseason when I openly talked about, hey, my plan would involve trading Jeff McNeil. Obviously, you want to get something decent in return. You're not just going to give him away. And since he didn't have great value, I had no problem giving him away. So I have definitely been a big believer in dealing Jeff. And I have said on numerous occasions, punch me in the face if I back off just because he's hot. Well, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is you're not going to have to punch me in the face. The bad news is it may not be a popular time to say this, but yes, I would trade Jeff McNeil in the right deal. Keyword in the right deal. Yeah, I would. I don't back off that. I know that may not be the popular thing to say with him being red hot, may not be the popular thing to say with him getting a game-winning hit, but I still believe what I've always said, which is Jeff is a nice player. He is a nice player. He has a value of playing multiple positions, but in the right deal. And that's the key. Like when you talk about trading somebody, it doesn't mean I'm just going to go to the corner, drop them off and say, I don't care what I get back. If you can get a useful piece, and that usually doesn't happen at the trade deadline. So this is very unlikely. Like usually, if we're talking about trading a player like Jeff McNeil, that's an off-season move. But no, I stick with what I always said, Sean, which is in the right trade, I'd absolutely trade him. I appreciate that he's hot. I appreciate that he's played well. I love the fact that he has position versatility. I always have. I think trading him may be more challenging right now because he is the backup center fielder. So I think the roster would have to change in numerous ways if Jeff McNeil is traded. Put it this way. If the Red Sox are open to trading Jaron Duran or Rafael Devers, obviously Devers probably a little bit more unlikely than Duran, would I hesitate to include Jeff McNeil in a trade like that? Absolutely not. Obviously, that would fix the center field question I just laid out. But despite the way Jeff has played, no. I still would look at him if his value is up and be open to trading him. So I am standing by my word. The question is, will Pete Hoffman?
I don't think I can right now. And the reason why is because here lies the question. I know you said he's a nice player, but if this is the real Jeff McNeil that we had from like say 2019, 2022, he has value. You know, the problem is he's been so lackluster. He's been all over the place. Right now he's got 6 home runs. I'm not counting him as a home run hitter, but we're talking about a guy who he's found a swing. Is this like his Daniel Murphy year that maybe he's putting it all together all of a sudden?
No.
Oh, my God. He's got 6 home runs. Dude, he's got more home runs this year, right? Or he's got one less home run than he did in 2021. 2021, he had 7 home runs in 120 games. He's played 35. He's got 6.
I'm not trying to say this is the same because it's not, but 2 weeks ago, Brett Beatty. Brett Beatty. You could never trade Brett Beatty. Now, if I asked the same question, you'd be more open to it, you know?
Well, listen, I mean, what I love about this team right now, there's a ton of versatility, but there's a ton of players that are fighting for time. Let's be serious. And the vets 100%. Are winning it, and the vets seem to be winning out, which is why Luis Angel Acuña is on the bench. But he was in at the right time. They were able to put him in a perfect spot.
100%. And don't get this twisted, whether it's McNeil or Beatty. I don't necessarily think any of these guys are being traded before July 31st. As we all know, most trades involve prospects for veterans. Now, occasionally, and maybe in the new world we live in, where, you know, you got so many teams that are still in it, maybe it will add more veteran for veteran kind of deals. I just wanted to answer that question about Jeff McNeil. In the right deal, yes, I'd be open to trading him, but he's playing really well. And Hoff, to your point, right now, Carlos Mendoza needs to play the hot hand. And Jeff McNeil is a hot hand. And there is an open competition at center field, third base, and second base, and DH. You've got four positions right now in this lineup that are up for grabs based on performance, based on matchup, based on who's hot. And once Mark Vientos is back, and there are good signs on Vientos running again, that he can be back relatively soon, you throw another name into the mix. But right now, Jeff McNeil is playing outstanding baseball. Few other things on this game. Speaking of McNeil, I couldn't believe, and I usually check this and give this information out sometimes on Rico's leading into series, I couldn't believe Jeff McNeil's career numbers against Mackenzie Gore. That one was a stunner to me. Gary Cohen and Ron Darling reveal coming into the game, Jeff McNeil was 7-for-10 against Mackenzie Gore. You rarely see something like that. And to be 7-for-10 against such a tough customer, a lefty in Mackenzie Gore, was pretty incredible. And what does Jeff McNeil do? In his first at bat, he dunks in that RBI single in the second inning. Let me start with Griffin Canning. Griffin Canning ended up pitching 5 1/3 innings, allowing 4 runs. This was a very subpar but survived kind of performance by Griffin Canning. It was one of those games that could have been far worse. And so I give Canning a little bit of credit for avoiding it not becoming worse. And there was a break in there in the second inning when he gave up the RBI double to CJ Abrams. And for whatever reason, Ricky Gutierrez, the third base coach for the Nationals, decided to send home Jose Tena. And Juan Soto made a perfect throw. He's thrown out by a mile. So that was a big break for Griffin Canning, stealing an out. He also stole an out when he picked off James Wood to end the fifth inning. So he ends up getting 16 outs in this game. And there were two that effectively were stolen. But I thought what he did a good job of doing was at least keeping this team in the game. You know, he gives up the 2 runs in the first inning on the home run to Nathaniel Lau, which was just an absolute bomb. By the way, I think the reason why I screw up Lowe and Lau is because I always think of Brandon Lau. But in this case, it is Nathaniel Lowe. We talked a lot about him during the offseason pod as a potential Pete Alonso replacement. Good thing that didn't happen. But we see Cannon give up the absolute bomb to Nathaniel Lowe. He gives up that RBI double to CJ Abrams in the second inning, gets through the third, gets through the fourth, makes one more mistake to CJ Abrams, gets an out in the sixth inning. And then I thought Mendy's done a pretty good job for the most part handling his bullpen. I thought he took him out at the absolute right time. His pitch count was at 87. He issued the walk to Luis Garcia. You got 5 1/3 out of him, and you have a rested bullpen. That was the beauty of the off day on Monday, and Paul Blackburn eating all those innings on Sunday. You gave yourself a fresh pen. And this Met bullpen today, very underratedly, did an outstanding job. Outside of Diaz and Garrett, it wasn't dominant necessarily. Jose Buteau comes in, gets 3 outs in a row. Jose Castillo puts himself into trouble, but eventually gets out of the seventh inning, getting a huge double play against James Wood, and then puts himself in a real tough spot with 2 on and 1 out. And we see Carlos Mendoza press his luck a little bit by going to Justin Garza. Justin Garza was added to the roster yesterday when they optioned Brandon Waddell down to the minor leagues. And I'll tell you something I said to Tommy Lugauer, the producer of our show on WFAN. And I'll repeat it right now on the Rico Bronya. I don't think Tommy was listening when I said it. I don't think he cared very much when I said it. He probably doesn't remember that I said it, but I'll say it to everybody else. Justin Garza has appeared in 38 games in the major leagues, has a career ERA of 5.7. He appeared in a major league game last year with the Red Sox and pitched to a 7.3 ERA. This season, Justin Garza was pitching in AAA Sacramento, which is the Giants organization, and he was pitching to a 6 ERA. And so what I said to Tommy, what I'll say to you is, boy, Justin Garza is another heat check moment for David Stearns and the pitching lamp. A guy they've barely had in the pitching lamp because they just claimed him off waivers. So really, he hasn't even been in the lamp. But adding a guy with a 6 ERA, a career ERA of upwards of 5 at the major league level, and then throwing him in to a 2-on-1-out spot in a close game in the 8th inning, that's a heat check. And that's what I said to Tommy. This is a heat check moment putting this guy on the roster. Well, what a heat check moment putting this guy in a 2-on-1-out situation in which my first thought is, all right, now the game's going to get away. It's 4-2. You got 6 outs to play with. I still trust that the Mets can come back or at least make things interesting. But if this is 5-2 or 6-2, the odds obviously diminish. And this kid comes in, faces Alex Call, who's a Met killer. I mean, this guy's a pain in the ass. And all this kid does is pump fastballs by him and strike him out looking. Then he faces Robert Hassel and does the same thing. And he did mix in a wild pitch to put second and third. But how about Justin Garza coming in, first performance as a Met? I just gave you the numbers, not good in the minor leagues. And he comes in and he strikes out back-to-back Nationals to keep the game at 4-2. That is some work right there. He is an underrated candidate for the Rico Altman now star of the series. I don't know if he's going to get into another game in this series. I don't know if he's going to pitch well. I don't know if Justin Garza is simply going to be the answer to some obscure trivia question, but that is a Met debut. And that was very underrated in this game because the Nationals were a base hit away from breaking the game open. So great job by Buteau. Not as great job by Jose Castillo, but he survived. I mean, look, Jose Castillo ended up facing 6 batters in this game, and 4 of them reached base. So Castillo was really the weak link in this Met bullpen today. In fact, let me clarify on how this Met bullpen did. Everyone dominated but Jose Castillo because Garza went 2 up, 2 down, struck out both guys. Diaz went 1-2-3. Garrett went 1-2-3. And Buteau retired the 3 guys he needed to face. So the bullpen was absolutely locked down outside of Castillo really putting himself into trouble. But he got bailed out by Garza. Then we see Diaz pitch the 9th, as we talked about. Garrett pitched the 10th inning. And the Met pitching, which came into the game with a 2.85 ERA, kind of does it again. Gives up the 3 runs early. And over the last 8 innings of this game, gives up 1 measly run, including Garrett getting through the 9th inning against the heart of the order with the Manfred man on second base and stranding that runner on third base. Outstanding job by the Met bullpen. Canning, I give a C. The reason it isn't worse is because he kept him in the game and he pitched into the 6th inning. And credit to the offense early for at least kind of crawling back slowly. They're down 3-0. I thought it was important, especially since they got the leadoff man on in the 1st and the leadoff man on in the 2nd. It was important to get at least one in. And after Brandon Nimmo stole 2nd, Jeff McNeil dunked one in for an RBI hit. It was important. Turned a 3-0 game into a 3-1 game. I also thought it was important that Juan Soto went to the Soto spot, left center field, and snuck one out to make it 3-2. So even though the Met offense did very, very little between innings number 4 and inning number 8, I thought getting that run on the clutch hit by McNeil, the home run by Soto, very important.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Juan Soto, by the way, and I make you a prediction that I really don't want to make. He poses on every fly ball to the outfield. Like, this one got out, so great, but it barely got out. And the way Soto stands there, you would think it was hit 400 feet. It was not. And it has come back and hurt them before, obviously, at Fenway Park off the Green Monster. But it's not even about it coming back to haunt them, because usually on balls like that, it's either going to get out or it's going to be caught by the outfielder. I'm more concerned about our emotions. I'm more concerned that we're going to be sitting there watching a playoff game in this huge spot, and Juan Soto's going to hit the ball, and he's going to stand there, and we're going to assume it's a two-run home run, and meanwhile, it's going to be caught on the warning track by the left fielder. That's my concern. But a very good day by Juan Soto. He builds off of the series in Colorado where he got on base 11 times. But remember, he did not have an extra base hit in that series. In this game, home run in the third, double in the eighth inning, so he gets on base twice, but key important extra base hits that drive in runs.
So you mentioned the posing when the ball went out of the ballpark, but he also kind of lollygagged out of the batter's box.
Yes,
thank you. Batter box. Thank you. As he hit that double to Hassel, like he should have gone to third. Like, did it make a difference anyway? No, Alonso ripped a double down the line, so he would have scored regardless. But the fact is, it seems like he's just not very quick out of the gates.
No. And I was never a good hitter, but I remember when I used to play baseball. I don't know. I think it's Ken Griffey Jr.'s fault because I was a lefty. Every time I hit the ball, which was rare, Hoff, I didn't hit the ball very often, but every time I'd hit the ball, I would pose for like 2 seconds. Like, I would just stand there like, yeah, what up, bitches? Look at me. I just hit the ball. And it was the worst because I was slow as hell. So every second matters. Now, obviously, Juan Soto is not posing because he's stunned, but he does a lot of posing on balls that he hits hard. So yeah, you're right on that line drive, especially when you see Hassel dumbly dive and miss it and let it go past him. He should have ended up on third base. In fact, as that ball was rolling past Hassel in right field, I was actually thinking, can this be an inside the park home run? Because it had rolled so far away from him for him to only end up on second base. A little disappointing. You're right, it didn't matter, but you should end up on third at least.
No, you're right. The key phrase, disappointing. But again, as long as it doesn't bite us in the ass right now, we're okay.
Let's read some of your emails off of this happy walk-off victory at Citi Field. Clayton writes, there's your big hit from Jeff McNeil. LOL. Yes, indeed. DJ Endick writes, actually, his name is Dan, but I guess I was reading his email name. Starling Marte, an early candidate for the I'm the Man Now award with that two-out walk in the eighth inning, completely changed the dynamic of the game. Completely agree with you. It's one of the first things we talked about on this walk-off edition of Rico Bronya. The Marte walk, after being behind in the count, underratedly important. Ephraim writes, Soto's hustle. Evan, riding before the bottom of the ninth inning, obviously thrilled with the comeback, but when will the great Juan Soto learn that when you hit the ball, you run to first base? So frustrating to constantly see him lollipopping out of the box. By the way, Ephraim, I think that's lollygagging, but nevertheless, lollipopping works too. With that said, great to see Soto turning it on. Hopefully he can win Star of the Series to tie the generational Brett Beatty. He's got a shot. He's off to a very good start in terms of winning the Rico I'm the Man Now Star of the Series. Two hits, a home run that turned a two-run game into a one-run game, an RBI double that turned a two-run game into a one-run game. But certainly the doubles led to the Pete Alonso game tire. So right now, I would say Juan Soto and Jeff McNeil are the leaders in the clubhouse one game in to this three-game series. Adam writes, on the last Rico, you said you couldn't remember the last time Jeff McNeil got a big hit. And I couldn't remember either. I'm not criticizing you. Well, there's the big Jeff McNeil hit. This is a very common thread in the email. That's why I said it early on in the Rico. I know. I also wanted to comment on an email you received on the last Rico where someone criticized the team for not having any wins when trailing after eight innings. What a ridiculous email. This team always battles. Sometimes those comebacks are just in the seventh or eighth, like tonight. They were down by two with two outs in the eighth inning and rallied to win. I think the team set the tone in Miami in the first week when Pete had a three-run home run to tie the game in the eighth. The team never quits in a game. I completely agree with you. I don't really care what the stats say about how many comeback wins they have or how many wins they have in the eighth inning or later. I watched this game, and I felt like they were going to come back. Not necessarily win, but they were going to rally. They were not going to go down quietly. The team absolutely has a lot of fight. Ton of fight. And so I agree with you about that. Great win, though. Great win to start this series. We got two more against the Washington Nationals coming up. It's great to get a victory against Mackenzie Gore, even though it wasn't against Mackenzie Gore, but win a game in which Mackenzie Gore is on the mound. Very, very happy, Rico Bronya. I'll be in the building there on Wednesday, so I'm very excited. Hopefully there'll be some electricity and another victory. This team is now 25-7 at home. They are 43-24, 19 games above 500, and have opened up a five-game lead in the National League East. So right now, cherish it. Cherish it. This team is winning. They're playing very good baseball. And I say cherish it because it'll flip at some point. I'm not saying that negatively. I'm saying that because it's baseball. It's what baseball does. You know, they've won four in a row, though. And let's see if they can keep it going with the rest of this series against the Washington Nationals. We appreciate you downloading the Rico Bronya. Remember, subscribe if you haven't, because this edition of the Rico was sort of a pop-up edition, right? It was a instant reaction edition. Sometimes we do that. So subscribe to the WFAN YouTube page as well, and you'll never miss a video edition of Rico Bronya. Thank you very much for listening and subscribing to this walk-off happy edition of Rico Bronya.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Rico Bronya podcast. It's amazing, isn't it? Make sure you download it now to keep it on you at all times.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.